Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
How would you like a middle rate of income tax of 30% or capital gains tax to be slashed from 33% to 20%, or perhaps a new fund to support companies affected by Donald Trump's new 15% tariff regime? Well, all of these things are on the wish list of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce ahead of its this autumn's budget. And Aidan Finnegan is the Deputy DG with the BICC. A lot of acronyms there, Aidan. Good morning.
Morning, Joe, and thanks for having me on with you again this morning.
Let us start with the Tariff Impact Fund. What kind of money are we talking about, and how do you ensure that the companies that are genuinely impacted by tariffs get the money?
Yeah, so for one of our measures, we're proposing a €1 billion tariff impact support fund to ensure Ireland can respond quickly and effectively to sudden global trade shocks. It's not just for business that we're suggesting this for. It would be a preparedness measure for the country as a whole. By setting money aside now, we believe...
How much money?
We're saying €1 billion that we should set aside, similar to the Brexit adjustment fund that was set aside by the government. It's not a prescriptive fund that we think this money should be spent, but we think we should have it set aside in case a shock comes down the line. And it could be used for market diversification for businesses, but it also could be used for communities affected by a factory closure or an increased welfare bill, or investing in retraining and skills.
And are you getting a sense that it could lead to factory closures? I mean, obviously these tariff regimes only in force a few days.
We're not suggesting that that is the case, but we think we need to be prepared for a worst case scenario on this. So we're not at all hearing it from our members, but we surveyed our members, which are members of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, deeply involved in British Irish trade. 93% of them said that they will be affected by these US tariffs, which is actually higher than said they'd be affected by a no deal Brexit when we did a similar survey back in 2017.
You said try to find new markets. I mean, obviously, that's the job of Enterprise Ireland. So you're basically saying that Enterprise Ireland should make more money available to try and find. And where would these new markets be, given the fact that America is such a huge market? It's not going to be easy to substitute it.
Yeah, so that's what we'd like the funds to go towards. Some of it could go towards Enterprise Ireland, but it could also go into research and development for new products or for supply line diversification. So not just seeking new markets, and Enterprise Ireland does great work on that, but we think there should be supports there needed for should a shock come down the line that it will be more needed by businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You also mentioned some sort of tax incentives for builders. Now, this might not be popular with some ordinary households.
No, so we're proposing targeted tax incentives, partial VAT rebates and tax warehousing for new apartment developments. The aim is simple: to get stalled projects moving and to get new projects off the ground. We suggested it be focused on apartments, which are essential for urban housing supply, student accommodation and independent living facilities. We'd like to see partial VAT rebates on new build construction costs, but also we'd like to see tax warehousing, which would let developers defer certain tax payments, not pay them, but defer them until projects are completed to unlock capital.
Which would you like to defer?
VAT on this, but general taxes.
Okay. CGT, capital gains tax. It's quite high in this country compared to other EU member states. But isn't there a risk that wealthy business owners and not ordinary voters would benefit if CGT was cut from 33% to 20%, as you propose?
Yes, so Ireland has shown in the past that a lower capital gains tax rate can actually unlock investment, but it can actually increase revenue for the exchequer. So we think that it'd be a smart pro-growth reform that encourages entrepreneurship and supports productive economic growth. In 1997, 1998, when it was cut by Minister McCreevy at the time, over the next few years, the exchequer take actually tripled. And in successive years since, when the rate has gone up, the tax take has actually gone down. So we think we're not at a good point for both the exchequer and for investors at 33%. So we would welcome that coming down to 20%.
Is there enough supports for entrepreneurs and business startups?
There are enough supports there, whether they're large enough or easy enough to access by small businesses, we would question. So Entrepreneurial Relief would like to see that go up to 15 million, and we'd like to see a simplification of the research and development supports that are there for businesses now.
You also propose a 30% income tax rate, which is interesting. That was proposed by the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and his own party didn't really get behind it.
Yeah, so we think we need a fairer, more competitive personal tax system. So we're proposing this 30% rate for middle-income earners that are earning between 45 and 60 grand. So it'd ease the burden on these middle-income workers and create a smoother progression from the 20 to 40%, which is a big cliff edge at the moment. So the current 40% rate kicks in at 44,000 for individuals, meaning that someone earning just a few euro over the average salary is kicked into the highest rate of taxation, which we don't think that's what the system was designed for.
Yeah, and the 30% rate, do you think it would mean that the people in that tax band that you're talking about, whatever, 44 grand onwards, that they will pay slightly less income tax?
Yes, they would pay slightly less income tax on the amount between 44,000 or 45,000 and 60,000 as we're proposing.
All right. Okay, now that was rejected a few years ago, but do you think it still might have legs?
Yeah, we think so. Like, we would welcome the general rate going up as well, but even if the rate was to go up, the jump from 20 to 40% remains abrupt. So we think a middle income rate makes the system more balanced and more competitive.
OK, well, we'll wait and see whether the government listened to your suggestions there. Thank you very much for coming in, Aidan. That's Aidan Finnegan, the Deputy Director General with the British Irish Chamber of Commerce. That's it for now. Don't forget, you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.